And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Are you a salad guy, or do you go steak, or like what's your go-to?
I don't think I've ever met you, Greg, and so you probably haven't seen. I don't know. If you saw me, you would know I'm not a salad guy. I'm a pizza guy. I love Five Guys. We had Shake Shack here the other night. It was awesome. I just love food.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
And this garden party I've been doing some research on. Courtney, he'll fit right in. Coastal Grandma.
Yep.
There's going to be some whores there, whores there. That's his, what's it called? Horseback chic?
Equestrian chic.
Equestrian chic.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
I don't know, is the saying... Rely on your laurels.
Rest on your laurels.
Right. And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Like, what's a bruschetta? Little bruschetta there.
Wiggy is going to be on one tonight.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Go! Yeah.
Greg Hill, show! All right.
Good morning and welcome to a Flex Friday road show in Newport at the Audrain Automobile Museum, a place which is way too nice for us.
Oh.
And by the way, good morning, hello. Give yourselves a round of applause. Newport, Rhode Island, Newport. Oh, my Lord. Thanks for being here so early. Wiggy, your first experience in Newport?
It's pretty cool, man. I ain't even going to trip. I bet it is jam-packed in the summertime here.
Yes,
it's
it is.
A beautiful place on the water. And the yachts...
Oh,
you love
the yachts.
Between the yachts and the cars,
yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Hashtag yacht life. That was your Instagram story last night.
Yeah, you can't go wrong around here, man.
Well, your first garden party yesterday, did you enjoy the experience?
It was different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a little different.
It had a good personality.
Yes, I enjoyed it. The fact that they were selling fur coats.
And the cars were sick. The best part, I walk in. Cars from Queen Elizabeth that Queen Elizabeth herself rode in. I said, I'm home. Okay. This is where I want to live.
Yeah. Show queen.
And they made Curtis feel very comfortable. Yeah. They had the flag up.
It was very nice Courtney curtsied in front of the car.
But I thought it was weird she was sniffing the seats.
Oh! Right.
She loves
You are repulsive.
She loves the royal family.
Yeah,
loves,
I do.
Do you think that can't possibly be all of Queen Elizabeth's? I mean, there were 12 Range Rovers, that can't be her entire collection.
No. And in front of all of them, like one of them she used for their Christmas card one year, one of them they used in some type of parade. So very, very cool.
So her cars are like used once.
Right,
basically. Yes.
The ones that were there were like used once.
Well, we have a great show for you. And if ever there were a show to watch on Twitch or YouTube, then today would be the day. There are some beautiful, rare, exquisite automobiles here in downtown Newport at the Audrain Automobile Museum. Behind us, Wiggy, you know, what is this automobile behind us?
Is that a Chevelle?
No, it looks like a Mercury or something like that, like from the ZZ Top videos.
It does look a little bit like that. Yes, it does. I thought you knew for a fact it was a Mercury.
No. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I mean, Greg.
That doesn't mean...
What's it say? Does it say anything back
it
there?
It says Fred's lead sled on the door.
It's a ZZ Top car right there.
Yeah, it is. And right across from us is the 1902 Mercedes Simplex.
Greg's first car.
That baby is, in case you're wondering, don't try to leave with it. That is a $14 million automobile. Oof, right in front of us.
So, 40 horsepower.
So, yeah,
it's so great, Gatsby.
It is. That took place in Newport, but
yes.
You would have to be a billionaire to buy a car that doesn't work for $15 million.
That works.
Yeah, it runs.
You can drive it?
Yeah, of course.
You could drive that.
Where's Ernie? Yeah, let's get Ernie to buy it.
Probably keep restoring those things all the time.
Yeah, you could drive that right out.
We heard yesterday during the lovely garden party that there is now a degree in colleges as an auto mechanic.
Yeah, for restoring classic automobiles.
That's a cool little gig.
That's a good...
You probably make more money than that as a, English major.
That's future for James.
Well, he would be great.
At that garden party, though, at Faxon Lodge, which was gorgeous, you looked around and you said, imagine this place back in the 50s. Like, it was so beautiful, and you're thinking of the parties that they used to throw there, and that people actually live in those huge mansions. And I get that people still live in them now. But it was just, it took you back in time. I'm sure you remember that time.
I don't remember that. But that that place is the guest house. That mansion is the guest mansion of a guest that we will have later on this show.
Yes.
Today.
So,
not bad. Not bad at all.
And, of course, Jay Leno was going to be here around 8:45. Jay Leno was at the party last night and has a massive car collection. And so I'm so excited to be here. We had a great dinner last night.
Oh.
22 Bowen. I want to thank Paul and all those guys over there. They're listeners of the show. And they hosted us last night, and it was
The food was spectacular,
sublime,
unbelievable. The seafood towers that came out
multiple seafood
that
towers.
Had everything from crab to tuna to caviar. Yep. It was
great restaurant.
And poor Wiggy didn't even try any of it.
No,
it's all right. I had the little steak thing that they brought out in the French onion soup. I don't remember the name. It was like steak tartare, but it wasn't called steak tartare.
And Talina's the gift that keeps on giving. Because she just gives us the scoop. Heard all about the surgery the other day.
Oh, you did?
She says to me, Courtney, I pushed out 3 9-pound babies, and you would think that Jermaine Wiggins laying on that bed just did the same thing. There are photos of you just sprawling.
See how big that piece of that lymphoma they took out of my face? That was like giving birth through the jaw.
We have to at some point get to what Wiggy did while loopy after the surgery. I have not laughed that hard. Should actually see if Talina wants to come by and tell it herself.
She's supposed to come by.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it justice.
Yeah, we'll let her tell it.
Great. That's if she gets up. She's asleep.
Oh, Curtis, you also missed this. When you left dinner, Griff, to my right here, thought that you and my mom were married.
Oh,
that's it.
Well,
I mean, that is an insult to your mom and a compliment to me.
No, my mom took it as a compliment. She said, how old's Curtis?
I'm 40, but I look 60. But I have to say about Rhode Island, I'm not just pandering. I would say per square mile, it is the most beautiful state in Massachusetts.
In New England?
No, in Massachusetts.
Yes.
That was a cocoa bomb.
Yeah.
It's the most beautiful state in the country.
Wow.
Because you think about where we were in Bimatunic.
Yeah.
That is just unbelievable, gorgeous area. Then you come down here, and it looks like you're in, the south of France.
I would bet these fine people would agree. Would you agree, Rhode Island? Yes.
I walked around. Right. They were painting a 300-foot sailboat. The amount of money in this place, it makes the seaport look like Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, I know you love the smell of old money in the morning.
I said, Mom,
that is one of your favorites. So we have a lot to get to this morning. As I mentioned, Jay Leno will be here later. It's a Patriots Friday, and Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30. And we're probably going to get to it during They Said It, or I assume during a lead, but we will definitely discuss the Patriots.com reporter who suddenly late last night felt the need to walk back, we're at an automobile museum, so I will say reverse direction and back up over his somewhat stunning report that the New England Patriots locker room is teetering on mutiny.
Really?
My guess would be that he said that on a podcast and then suddenly received phone calls saying, you work for the New England Patriots, you can't say that on a podcast. Mm. But it seems to be that if there is a near mutiny,
Jesus,
that it would be over Drake May, is what the indication is.
I also think on the defense, the fact that there's multiple players saying that some of these guys are being selfish out there.
Yeah.
Like that to me, the vibe in this locker room, the vibes we've been talking about all preseason and going into the season are in fact not different.
Yeah.
Well, when you say that, like the defense, some of these guys are being selfish. Are you talking more to what we know, and that's the receivers and their issues? Because how would defensive guys feel a certain?
What do you mean, like the receiver?
Because generally,
I'm suggesting that my guess would be, and it sort of was indicated that the mutiny is over why Drake May isn't starting. Courtney is suggesting that maybe it's the defensive guys who are calling each other out, including one on this radio station, for being selfish and freelancing.
Okay, because I know there's been a lot of complaints, or at least that's the things of we heard with the Pop Douglas. Generally, like receivers or offensive guys start complaining about not getting the ball.
That was a couple weeks after week one that he was complaining.
Well, then there was him and Jalen Polk after. Yeah.
I'm talking about Godchow and then Covington both saying that guys are being selfish.
Oh,
out there. So
yeah. Man.
I would say that.
Woo, Gerard, man.
The biggest thing this past week that I think may have reignited this outside of the bad loss was when you followed up about the competition on Monday. And Gerard Mayo said he was outperforming Drake May, Jacoby Brissett at the end of camp. And if you have a team where everybody's trying to do their job the best they can, and somebody wins a competition at the most important position and is not being played, then you're saying, why am I giving my blood, sweat, and tears on the field if we're not going in the direction with the best team we can?
Well, you might say that, well, Gerard Mayo said that on a dumb little radio show, and how would those guys hear it? He actually went out
of his... We're in front of million-dollar cars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. He also went out of his way on Monday with us to say that he says things specifically on the radio and in the media so that the players will hear it.
Right.
You know, so, I mean...
Well, you can't be going around. And that was the most annoying thing to me when I played in my career. I hated when coaches would blow smoke up your anus, right?
Wiggy, we're in a beautiful place.
Oh, sorry. Blow smoke up your butt, right? I hated... And that's why I loved Belichick and I loved playing for Parcells, because what they said... They kept it real with you. And so when Mayo says it's a competition and guys are out there and they're seeing that one guy is outperforming, whether that's Courtney, like you said, on the defensive side or the offensive side of the football, and then you're not getting those opportunities, but he's saying you're doing better. Like, that's the biggest thing that I think, you know, players hate more than anything. Yeah. Just keep it real with me.
Yeah. I'm going to, by the way, just as a warning, because I worked hard to put this whole thing together, I'm going to say the same thing to you I used to say to my kids when we went somewhere, and that is, we would like to be invited back. So please, with the language.
I think they probably heard that before.
Curtis already spilled a full coffee.
That's fine. Right. That's if you could.
What they say, you could take the kid out of East Boston, but you can't take East Boston out.
Just try if you can.
I spilled a full coffee, and I said that Rhode Island's the most pretty state in Massachusetts.
We will talk about that this morning, certainly, with you, about whether or not this locker room may be teetering on mutiny, which is certainly not a good thing. Scheim, all automobile-themed rejoins this morning, perhaps?
Damn right, Greg.
Are you on board on that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Taking requests, yes?
Always, yep. DMs? In the Instagram DM, ShimeTime12, or on the text line and in the Twitch chat.
Okay. What about songs by the Cars?
Yes, but not really a themed. That would not be a car themed rejoin.
Well, it would be deep. You don't have to be.
It would be band. Yes, but
well, if you played the song "Drive" by the Cars, that would technically be car themed, right?
Yes, that would
redundant.
Yes, that would. A little low energy, though, Sean.
Fair, fair. Understandable.
All right, so Jelani Tavai, we'll get to talk to Jelani Tavai about the condition of that locker room at 7:30 this morning. Are we going to – you want to do guest leads since it's a road show?
I would love to. And quick note, they said 7:40 late last night. They bumped it 10 minutes for Jelani Tavai.
So then we can do guest leads at 7:30.
Perfect.
7:20 or thereabouts. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 8 from Newport, Rhode Island, a road show at the Audrain Automobile Museum as a part of the Audrain Newport Concours Motor Week, which is going, and this is the fifth year that they've done this, and extraordinary events all weekend long. Curtis, you were invited to come back on Saturday with James because they're doing like a antique fire truck event parade thing. So you should. James loves the emergency vehicles.
He loves it. If it has a horn and a siren, he's in.
You should come back for that. But there's a lot of great events. And if you want to attend any of them, you can get it. We have a discount for you. You can get that in the bio. There's a link in my bio on my Instagram, which is Greg Hill, WEEI. So a lot to get through this morning. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And to start us off this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Falcons took down the Bucks last night in OT. Final score 36-30. Kirk Cousins completed 42 of 58 passes for 509 yards, four touchdowns, and an interception. Talk about a guy who has made an impact on multiple teams with yardage like that.
Damn, Cousin.
Yeah, and it'll be the Mets that are taking on the Phillies in the NLDS after a wild win over the Brewers last night. A Pete Alonso three-run homer in the ninth gave them the 4-2 win.
Brewers, were they up 2-0? Where's Mr. Baseball, Ken Laird? Up 2-0 in the ninth?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a former Sox leader is coming out of retirement. Terry Francona is set to return to the league as the manager for the Reds.
Oh, wow.
Season. An update on Rashee Rice as we continue into week 5 of play. He's been placed on IR with his knee injury and will be out for at least 4 games. If it's a torn ACL, Wiggy, it's got to be more than 4 games.
Yeah, I'll be
correct?
Done for the season.
Yeah they're just saying at least 4 games. So
yeah, there's like a 5% chance he doesn't need surgery. Mm.
Patriots game on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff against the Dolphins at Gillette. And before that, tomorrow, BC at UVA at 1, a big one for the Eagles. You can listen to that right here on EEI FM. And no surprise here, Caitlin Clark wins the WNBA Rookie of the Year, getting 66 out of the 67 votes. So good for Caitlin Clark. An experience.
Angel Reese didn't vote for her?
No. No, she didn't.
Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. And Shime, remind me about your bet that you placed last night for the game. Did that hit?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it did not. Bucky Irving. Bucky Irving hit, and then it got called back on a holding, and we did not hit.
No.
1 yard shy.
Another tough one
bet.
For Shime.
But
hopefully today you'll give us a lock, and that'll get your first win.
You know, on a bit of a cold streak here, Courtney, but the only way you can go is up. So, you know.
All right.
So just to be clear, you legit have an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
Tracking your coworkers' success when it comes to wagering, and it's not... It's not in the up direction.
No, it is.
No,
certainly
definitely not.
He's 0-for since he started tracking.
0-for.
Huh.
Damn.
No.
But today's your day.
That's it.
I feel it. 9 o'clock.
It's just, you know, it's a real bad beat sometimes, Courtney. You see a holding call. There was also a face mask on the play. Didn't call that one.
That all doesn't matter.
Offsetting would have had a running play the next play, but, you know, it is what it is.
You're on a streak. Losing streak.
It's tough.
The house never loses.
Brutal. I will be asking you for your lock in the 9 o'clock hour, so just
okay.
Be prepared.
I'll try and cook something up.
That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 53 degrees, clear skies in Boston. Afternoon high, nice, partly cloudy in the low 70s.
Well, we will be here till 10, so come by and say hello this morning. Check out the unbelievable automobiles. We'll try to take what you should go around and put put these cars all up on the show Instagram because they're unbelievable cars here. So, gorgeous automobiles. We are in Newport, Rhode Island for a Flex Friday road show, and we will be right back.
Jones and Keefe.
The Bruins really offered a total package of 62.4, and Swayman's camp wants 68. Does Cam Neely have a hissy fit? No. He was so mad and so hot, they weren't $5 million away. So my take is they're a lot further away. There's been a lot more MFing each other.
Mike, you blame me for that one. I'm sure Twitch, does Twitch like that? Or do they, I can't see Twitch. Courtney's watching the Twitch chat. Are they, mad? They mad about
no,
that?
No, there's some people giving dancing emojis. Okay. So. All right.
Yeah, no, I mean, pretty big hit in its time, and my old man loved Thunderbirds. That was his car. That was his car.
Okay.
So that song always meant a lot to me.
That is lovely.
Yes. We are in Newport, Rhode Island, a Flex Friday road show with a bunch of great Newport, Rhode Island people. Good morning. Thank you for being here. You guys are incredible. We do the Whalers show or the Rhode Island road show, and then we say, well, you know what? So many people come out, we should do another one. And we did it, and so many people came out. So thank you so much, you guys. We do have for you as a gift, parting gift, a wiener.
Wally's, hey, keep it classy.
Wally's wieners. We have everybody gets to leave during the show and get yourself a glizzy, as Shine would say. So, feel free to come over during a break, and we'll give you a free hot dog.
Shine does no bun anymore.
No bun.
Yellow mustard.
No bun.
You can see our giant wiener, Ken, if you want to grab one.
Ken has done a great job. Can we have a round of applause for Ken?
Boss man.
Good job, Ken.
Great job.
And same with Amen Corner, who's down here running everything on Twitch.
Good job.
And Griff, our engineer, a round of applause for those guys.
Amen Culpo.
Awesome. And Carolyn, our marketing director, also, was that your title? Marketing guru, whatever it is. Great job, too. So round of applause for Carolyn. Get all that.
How is
that
Amen Culpo not stuck?
That's Amen perfect. Culpo. Yeah, it is Amen Culpo.
Amen Culpo.
Well, you're back here in Rhode Island. You must get sentimental about that.
Oh, man.
Your lost love when you're down here. That's your girl.
There's actually,
you guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
Yeah. Eamon has an invisible sculpture he sold of them dancing.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's not done being the breadwinner because when's he going to play?
I don't know. He's going over to Germany and all types of stuff to get evaluated.
That tendonitis or whatever it is now in the other leg as well of Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
So I don't know. Both Achilles?
Well, that's what they're saying, that both calves, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, obviously, if you got to go to Germany to get, like, a specialist to look at you, that's never a good sign. So, I mean, that's obviously going to – I mean, that's going to affect the 49ers just because of what Christian McCaffrey means to that team. So, that's crazy.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to this morning from Newport at the Audrain Automobile Museum, including They Said It coming up at 7. And certainly we will discuss the report. I'll call it a report that the Patriots locker room is teetering on mutiny. That of course, disappeared after that report was made. It disappeared from the interwebs. Obviously, a retraction of sorts, but we'll talk about that with you all morning long.
All that does is bring more attention to the initial report.
Correct. You can't get rid of it once it's out there. You can't get rid of it.
That's so weird. Why do they care about that?
I get why they care.
Yeah,
why?
I can see why.
It's a report. There's been a million reports.
Yeah, but it's a guy who works for the team.
I mean, I don't think anybody even knows who he is.
I think people that follow the Patriots pretty closely do follow him. Yeah.
They would feel that he's probably pretty plugged in, and that if he's saying this, like, you know.
But everybody's been saying that. Tom Curran on the radio station says it's teetering. What's the difference between teetering and being in a mutiny? You've heard yourself. Players.
Curtis, you're not a seaman like myself.
Oh.
Mutiny is not a good thing.
Ahoy.
Especially if you're the captain.
Right. I understand that. We had one with our prior PD. Yes. Thankfully, he's off to bigger things.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, the vibes have changed real quick
from
the start of training camp.
Yeah.
We didn't even make it through, 5 weeks of the season?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I may address that in my lead.
Ooh, good tease.
Bill Guy. Tried.
Yeah, all boy, right. Those Falcons miss Bill.
Bill Guy here. All right. So we will get to They Said It at 7. Then we'll do guest leads here at 7:20, right around there. So hopefully you guys brought some guest leads this morning. And as I mentioned, Jelani Tavai will join us at about 7:45 on this morning's show on a Patriots Friday. But let's get right to it, Chime.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
God, great choice for a lead song this morning. That's The Clash. Great choice. I take you to be a Clash guy, Shine.
Oh, yeah, I dabble a little bit. I kind of like it.
All right.
I like their vibe.
Time for leads. Leads this morning. Shime, start us off.
Yeah, good morning. So question for the room here. I'd love if somebody could answer. Does anybody know what Jacoby Brissett's time to throw in the NFL ranks in terms of 1 to 32, where he ranks in time to throw the football?
Currently now or total career or now?
Currently now, this season.
Time to throw.
Yep.
I'd say middle of the pack.
I mean, I would say toward the bottom if you're doing it that way. Not a lot of time, I would say.
Okay.
I think he has more time than you think.
Well,
you watch the games.
Wiggy, you might be onto something.
If you watch the games, he has more time than you actually think.
Okay. Well, I brought this up in week two when they faced the Seahawks, and everybody said, no, Shime, the offensive line's just horrible. Well, Jacoby Brissett actually has the eighth highest average time to throw. Eighth. He's top 10 in average time to throw, despite the offensive line issues. Like, here's the thing. Jacoby Brissett has plenty of time to throw the football. He's just not that good. Like, we saw it on the interception that ended up being a pick six. There were two guys wide open on the right side of the football field that he just never even looked at. Instead, he stared down the same guy and threw it at him. So, here's the thing. Is the offensive line good? No, but they're not quite as bad as we think they are because Jacoby Brissett holds onto the ball for an eternity. He sits there and he just holds it and he waits, and by that time, he's screwed. He can't do anything. That is both on him and the offensive coordinator. They need to figure this out. It is insane that they are in the top 10.
Like 3.5? What's that number? 3.5?
Probably. I got the ranking from Ian Harditz over at Fantasy Life. He said that Jacoby Brissett is eighth in time to throw, up there with dudes like Justin Fields, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, and Lamar Jackson, despite being roughly 10 times slower than all of those guys.
So you're saying when we are blaming the offensive line when it comes to this football team struggles, we're blaming the wrong part of the operation?
That is correct. I believe the majority of the blame should be directed at the quarterback and the offensive coordinator.
I mean, like I said, you watch plenty of these games. I mean, and Shime's right. You think about how many times we've sat there in frustration saying, throw the football, throw the football, throw the football. And then he doesn't have the ability, like Shime brought up some of those other guys, Justin Fields, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have the ability, the escapability to get out of there with his legs.
Well, you don't even need to know that he's eighth in the league because Wiggy brings it up all the time. He wouldn't have the chance to hold on to the ball for too long if he was getting sacked every single time immediately.
Right.
So he wouldn't have that opportunity.
Yeah, and no wonder the receivers are pissed because he's just sitting there holding the ball in the pocket instead of throwing the ball to them.
All right, Sean, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So last night, watching the Atlanta Falcons beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in overtime behind a great performance from Kirk Cousins had me wondering why don't we do that? What we have, the Patriots have $50 million, if you believe in the cap, of cap space. It's just money, and you would actually have a quarterback that would fit what Ken was talking about yesterday, that is a pro-level quarterback that could tutor and help Drake May along the way he's doing it with Michael Penix, and he would elevate the offense and keep you in games so that you might be 8-9. And at least if you want to get a full bridge year, you have Drake May behind someone who's actually worth your money to watch and support.
Would you want, if you could shake him loose, would you want Russell Wilson?
No, he's nothing. I mean, he's better than Jacoby Brissett, but he doesn't play. And he's also kind of a dink. Like, I feel like if Jacoby Brissett's great in terms of a personality, he just sucks as a player. And I just would love to hear what Robert Kraft's excuse would be for that. Because what's the downside? If he sucks, it's just money, and it's going to be a short-term deal. You have plenty of cash. You have plenty of cap space. And then you get a team that, I don't know, the defense is representative. Then you might be a playoff team.
Yeah, but the Kirk Cousins deal is going to be like 4 years. Because they gave him $20 million guaranteed money?
Who cares? When, it's just cash.
When you were in the offseason and had the opportunity to be in the quarterback market, I'm assuming that the main reason you chose Jacoby Brissett was his familiarity with Alex Van Pelt, correct?
I would agree with that.
That would be really, really short-sighted because...
But that's got to be it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, but if Kirk Cousins was not someone who was with Alex Van Pelt and was 1 year $8 million, he would be here. And if Jacoby Brissett was $40 million a year, he'd be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. The fit is. I mean, what?
So maybe it wasn't as much about the familiarity as it was that you could get him for $8 million.
Yeah.
And
right. And you know,
yeah, but you could have got Russell Wilson for less.
Right.
Right. Because I think Pittsburgh only paid him like $1 million. So it is more about the familiarity because there are other quarterbacks out there. I don't know what Joe Flacco's making backing up Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. But you could have probably got other veteran quarterbacks. Well,
I brought up Joe Flacco the other day, and somebody in the Twitch chat was like, Joe Flacco, LMAO. It's like he wins a football game for you. I mean,
right.
I don't know what to tell you. Like,
I mean, you cannot laugh at anybody when Jacoby Brissett's your starting quarterback.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, great lead.
Thank you.
Do you guys like Curtis's lead? He needs encouragement. He's positive reinforcement. Right.
I react better to things being thrown at me.
All right. We are in Newport, Rhode Island, a Flex Friday Roadshow, and we are going to get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. And then later on this morning, we'll talk to Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots at about 7:45 on a Patriots Friday. And Jay Leno will be here with us at about 8:45 this morning at the Audrain Automobile Museum in Newport. She has no say in automobile themed rejoins.
Oh, I sure do.
No, you don't. Yep. That's it.
All right.
That is it.
Yep.
By the way, if you are watching this show on Twitch or YouTube, and you should be, if there were any day to do it, it would be today because we are at the most beautiful spot in Newport, the Audrain Automobile Museum. And you see the car behind us. Wiggy was right. It's a Mercury. It is a 1950 Mercury called Fred's Lead Sled, which was customized to mimic the style of the famous George Barris and modified by a New England hot rod legend named Fred Steele. So
Fred Steele.
You know Fred.
Yeah.
You knew Fred. And that is a beautiful vehicle.
That is nice right there.
How do you open the door? There's just like a little dot.
Well, did you see at the garden party, the Mercedes that had the gull wing doors that kind of flip up like James Bond style?
Yeah. Suicide doors.
Well, I don't think those are those suicide doors?
Are they
suicide doors, I think.
Are they butterfly? They might be butterfly,
yeah.
Suicide open up. Rolls Royce.
Butterfly, not how you had your steak at
no.
22 Bowen.
Pittsburgh outside always.
Yes.
Medium rare.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody at the table is like, what's that?
What?
Well, that's when you are in a world of highfalutin, you got to know what a Pittsburgh outside is.
Well, I want to thank Justin, who is a listener of this show every day and is the executive chef over there, and Paul, who's the GM, and they hosted us last night, and it was awesome.
Great people. Yeah. Great food, too.
Good spot. And your first garden party went well, I think.
Yeah, went really well.
I like your outfit that you chose.
Yeah, I had a little shirt, like a button-up shirt from Todd Snyder in your neighborhood.
Yep.
I like that spot over there.
A couple of the buttons are still in the garden somewhere.
No. I'm still down.
They popped off.
No, I'm still down. I'm still down. That's the transition.
Okay. But it was fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I love all the cars. The new – and I saw this like 6 months ago, and to see it in person, the new Cadillac – all electric truck, the IQ. Oh man, that thing was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If you can get a chance to see it today, it's got the matte midnight blue paint, blue interior. I mean, it's just being around these cars, man, it's just like, man.
There's a Cadillac now, I believe, because they were telling us at the event that they will customize for you.
Yeah.
It's 350.
Yeah, it's right out there. I think it's like the first one.
350,000.
Yep.
A mere 350,000.
That's it.
They will build that specifically for you the way you want it at Cadillac.
Now, yeah, I heard him talking about somebody wanted Persian rugs in it, so they're going to put Persian rugs in it.
Yes. Holy hell.
Yeah, so.
The Bronco that was outside at the garden party was sick, too.
The new one you're talking about, the Raptor. Yeah,
that was 125K.
Yeah, that's a nice
bargain.
Did you go and see? Did you see the peanut butter guts in the inside?
That's my car. I'm gonna have to say farewell to Red Turtle.
That is a nice one.
I love the interior.
That is a nice one.
I might have to leave with that. Would they do a trade in on the Red Turtle?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. You should be fine.
I love that Bronco. That car. I love that Raptor.
That is a nice one.
That color was so nice. The baby blue. Yeah.
I bet it gets up and goes too if it's a Raptor. So yeah. I bet that thing's got some.
125 all in. It said with that package.
Not bad. You finance it for 40 years.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
I'll be fine. All right. So we have leads left here this morning, and then guest leads from you in about a half an hour at 7:20 this morning here in Newport. But Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you to Shime for giving me that rejoin request because we are in Rhode Island, so you knew I was going to have to give my lead to Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift themed, says the guy who does Taylor Swift at least once a week.
Yeah.
And The Athletic handed me one on a silver platter, a lead. They surveyed 102 NFL players in the league right now to see how they feel about Taylor Swift, her involvement in these games, her being shown so much during the broadcast. And for the guys that are actually on the field, they don't mind it. 74 out of 102 players viewed the singer's interest in the game and the coverage that stemmed from it as a positive. An additional 23 appeared to just be simply fine with it all. Mm-hmm. So all of you bums sitting at home, just twiddling your thumbs, screaming at the sky that, oh gosh, Taylor Swift is on my TV again. What am I going to do? This is supposed to be sports.
Wow.
The players that are actually playing the game don't mind, so neither should you.
Oh, all right. Great. Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Give her her due. Yes. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I am actually in a really good mood today. And that is all because of the dysfunction or the mutiny in the Patriots locker room.
Oh, okay.
Right? And the reason why, it's obviously I'm a Pats fan. I don't like to see that, but I like to see it in this case. This tells me that my wish of seeing Drake May is literally right around the corner.
Okay.
It has to be. If you're Gerard Mayo, and we talked about this, and I know you'll get to it in your lead, Greg. The biggest thing was changing from what Bill did and just how things were operated. So when you have this potential whispers, and you have a guy like Drake May that you drafted number 3 overall, that probably, you know, at kind of like he's kind of the, you know, the center of some of that mutiny. It just leaves me as a fan to finally go, okay, we finally get to see this guy play. No expectations. I don't expect him to go out there and throw 40 touchdowns. If he does, great. But I have that's not my expectation. I don't expect him to go out there and win.
So you would believe that the mutiny is going to be successful.
Yes.
And Gerard Mayo is going to give in to the players who want to see Drake.
I think he's going to give into that pressure because that's the number one thing in all sports. You never want to lose or divide a locker room.
Okay. We will get great lead, Wiggy. Thank you. We will get to that report, which came from Evan Lazar yesterday, who works for the organization, the Patriots.com, and that locker room is teetering on mutiny. And so Curtis might not like this, but since the dawn of time, there have been employees and there have been bosses. And the boss, or in this case, the head coach, is there to hold his or her employees accountable. And it may not be popular. It may not be, the person may not be everybody's pal in the workplace or on social media. But when it comes to a business functioning successfully, somebody has to be in charge. And for 20 plus years, you had a guy that ran the operation over there with a heavy hand, and he did outrageous things like tell his players, if we have issues, you keep it in-house. You don't share it with the media and the fans. When it comes to social media, you stay off that, and you don't complain about what's going on, how many times you get to touch the football. He was not collaborative. However, you never had a locker room that we know about, I guess, a locker room teetering on a mutiny under Bill Belichick.
Ooh.
And that's... And that is the – you can address it later. Just give me my time. You never had that. Mm-mm. So now you've replaced Bill with a guy who is, by all accounts, a very friendly guy, does little pranks from time to time with the players, is everybody's buddy. It doesn't seem to be working, at least currently, if there's going to be a mutiny. That means they don't like the way the operation is being run. So – at some point, we're going to have to review. We're not even halfway into the season, but we're going to have to review from a results perspective whether the change that was made was a positive one. And so far, to me, it isn't.
Permission to jump in.
Yes, go ahead.
Boston Herald, April 4th, 2013. Karen Garigian. Patriots season inside the most dysfunctional season. I've never seen anything like it.
When was that article written?
April 2023.
Yeah, not during the season.
There's quotes up and down. The seeds of dysfunction were planted in the spring around the time Jones told the media he would teach his new quarterbacks coach, Joe Judge, the first of multiple comments he made that would irk the higher-ups.
Yeah, Mac Jones was going out of the organization, and what did Bill do? He stopped talking to him and tried to find a way to get rid of him.
Peel back the layers of dysfunction. There were 20 players who spoke off the record regarding the elements of dysfunction inside the Patriots locker room. They asked for anonymity for fear of retribution by the Patriots organization.
Did you know about it during the season?
No.
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 You did not. You did not.
No,
just said that dysfunction existed.
This is an interesting lead, Greg. This is a really interesting lead. I like this lead because it's the most difficult thing to be able to do, right? Like, players and coaches should not be friends. It's I don't know how employer, employee, other jobs, certain jobs, but it's a very difficult line to walk when you become too friendly or and so when you look at Mayo, and I know this is just his first year, this is something that he's really going to have to see, because we've seen, like, players upset around here, but you've never seen it to the point where, like, you know, seeing it so front-facing forward.
If they spoke up in the media publicly, they got shipped out.
Yeah, so this is a really interesting lead.
But we'll have plenty of time to talk about it. We got to take a quick break. We will get to that report as a part of They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we are in Newport, Rhode Island. Good morning, everybody. Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Get your free wiener. Come over and get your free wiener. We will be right back with They Said It next.